So we don't just ask for shalom and teva. Sim shalom, teva, or bracha. We ask Hashem for bracha. What is bracha? So Rashi Masechta Sotah Daf Yud says any time it says bracha in the Torah, it's a lashon of ribui, something which expands, something with association, satisfaction. Bracha is the extension of goodness. In fact, the Radak in the Cheskel says the same thing. Bracha is Tosefes Teva. Additional goodness. Interesting, the Shem Yishmol in Parshas told us. It says, Vayivarech Aleikim means bracha is Tosefes. It's an expansion, extension. It's an extension of goodness, of Him. What's the ultimate goodness? Is Him. Nitosef Elokus. It's bringing the Elokus into every single Jew. Bracha. Lavriach means to extend. The berach is a joint. The Maral says the word by the root berach. Bez is 2. Resh is 200. Chaf is 22. 220. It's all extension and expansion. But the ultimate extension and expansion, the Shem Mishmul is saying, is the godliness into every single Jew. So the Bnei Saskha says, what is the kind of bracha that we're talking about here? It's an extension of goodness, of godliness, with no limits. No limits. And that's why we know, Ein a bracha, Ein a davar samim min ha'ayin, if you have something which is counted, then there's no bracha on that. Because it's finite, it's defined. It can't expand. Something which is not defined, not counted, that can expand. That can have bracha. But the Sasema says, the kind of bracha we're talking about is not just an extension, it's not just an extension of goodness, it's just an expansion of material abundance. It's that Hashem is recreating every single day, Masa Bereishis. He's recreating the world every single moment. And this bracha, He really gave to the Jewish people. With the first people to receive Hashem's goodness. And to the extent to which we are able to receive that Tova, Hashem's goodness, Sim Shalom Tova, so too all of humanity becomes blessed as a result of this. Sim Shalom Tova Uvracha. So when Hashem gives us the goodness and we are able to receive it as such, the whole world benefits. Perhaps this is what the Mesilas Yesharim means when he talks about the tzaddik. Who misalev ha'olam misale imoy. And the neshamas are so powerful. They have the ability to impact the world outside of ourselves. To elevate the whole world. So when we become kelim, when we become vessels that are open enough, that are humble enough, that are broad enough, wide enough, to receive Hashem's goodness, then there is a hamshacha of elikus. There's more godliness in the world. And that means that the world gets blessed as a result of the ultimate goodness that we receive. So there you have, Sim Shalom Tova Ovrach. Hashem is the ultimate good. And the whole world gets blessed as a result of us receiving that good.